So yeah, welcome to my first episode. I mean second, because I have one in Portuguese already. So yeah, this is my second episode, but my first one in English. And I invited my friend Ian Linhart
Yeah,
to
that's
speak with
me.
me. For you that don't know, what the idea about it already, but this is like really mainstream and is just to speak about what's happening here for me. That first of all, I'm doing Erasmus in Slovenia, at Ljubljana Faculty of Social Sciences, studying political science and international relations, and I am from Portugal, more concretely Covilhã. Nobody knows anything about Covilhã, near the biggest mountain in Portugal. That's what I tell everyone, so I guess people are learning more about it now. But yeah, the idea is just to interview and to speak with people from several countries in different countries and have their perspectives and understand about their culture and their difference or their lifestyle difference from, in this case, Czech Republic. I revealed it. No, I guess I said it earlier,
More
but for
concretely, from Pilsen
Pilsen,
in the west of Czech Republic.
and yeah, it will be it. I'll make always the same question in Portuguese and in English. Why Slovenia? And yeah, let's go. What's up, Pian? What do you want to talk about? Want to introduce yourself?
All right. Jan Linhart, I'm from Pilsen, as what as be as was mentioned before, and I'm in my third year of bachelor studies of international relations.
Get it. And yeah, so I'll start with the basic, just to like, why Slovenia, and what was the reaction of your family and your friends if they think Yugoslavia is still on war, or
Not
if
really.
this is close to Slovakia, as the Portuguese think, or the Portuguese think they are brothers or cousins or something. That's why I'm wondering. But yeah.
I think in Czech Republic, as we were one nation with Slovakia, it's not
Oh yeah, of course, yeah.
they did not do not misconcept Slovenia that much, but usually they ask me. Lots of friends asked me like, why Slovenia? Why didn't you choose like better city, something more interesting? And yeah, I would maybe ask the same because my choice was re really yeah, it was influenced because I was deciding where to go in a second round of Erasmus applications, and many places which I wanted to go more, like Sicily or
Portugal?
Berlin.
Portugal, no. Never crossed your
Actually, I
mind.
applied for Portugal. I applied for Lisbon, which was higher in my ranking than Ljubljana.
Really?
But then they told me that in Lisbon I would take the lectures in Portuguese,
Oh.
and I don't speak Portuguese, and that's the case why I went
Well, you're
to
speaking now because
Ljubljana.
I'm teaching you some words. Do you know
Caralho.
anything? Okay, yeah.
Beijinho.
Beijinho, yeah.
That's
No, but you see, like, I was just talking with Anna in, like in our previous episode about this, that the Portuguese always teach the swearing words and you go just
I
straightforward.
think everyone's teaching swear words.
Oh, we were
It's
speaking. Yeah, I was just speaking in comparison with the Slovenians that don't have any like proper swear words.
I don't know any
Yeah,
Slovenian swear
exactly.
words. Yeah, that's
We were
funny.
speaking about it. They are so kind, and I told you that I even asked this guy why the don't why I am not learning Slovenian swearing words, and he said like they are really kind and they have to import their swear words and stuff. So yeah, it wasn't that purpose. But we were speaking about, yeah, you come to Slovenia, you were about to go to Portugal, you didn't go. But are you enjoying so far here? Is it much different from Czech Republic?
I'm enjoying it, but yeah, the difference. I think it's not that different from Czech Republic, but you can see the differences Of course, because it's a different country, you need to speak in English mostly, but the prices, the living, and also the lectures and people around are, I would say, pretty similar to Czech citizens.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so comparing to Portugal, for example, I would say that, just to mention this, that lifestyle here is much more expensive than in Portugal. Yeah. Portugal is way cheaper than Slovenia. Just for my Portuguese listeners that are listening in English as well, so they know about it. But yeah, and in our faculty, we have all our lessons in English, which is really cool for me personally, because I need to improve my English skills. And yeah, what do you think about it? Are you enjoying the faculty? And
that's really interesting question, because what I find really nice, and that also the Slovenian guys and like students have also lectures in English with us, with Erasmus people. This is something I didn't expect, actually. It's not the way it goes in Czech Republic. And as you said, also the prices, I think the prices in shops are similar, but maybe slightly higher than in Czech Republic. And also the accommodation is quite hard to find, and it's expensive. And in my case, I was staying for the first 3 weeks in hostel looking for an accommodation. And then I was accepted to dorms. So I was just lucky to find some place to live at.
Yeah, that's really cheap. Cool.
With comparing to the other offers I had.
Yeah, here it's crazy. It's a rush to get to rent a home or something. It's really, really a trouble. And because there are a lot of exchange and Erasmus students here, they just put the bar really high. They charge you like above 300 euros at least for one room. It's crazy here. But yeah, we were speaking about the faculty. And are you enjoying faculty? It's much different from yours back home.
Yeah, I would say so. It's really different, and I think I would say the level of education is a bit higher.
Yeah, I would say the same, exactly.
Yeah, but it's not like more strict or something. I think it's more, maybe even more relaxed.
And yeah, the teachers are really relaxed, actually. They're really you can feel like they're really smart, really
competent,
really competent and really strict, but when it's the right time, but then they know how to joke with you and you can just like be at ease in the classroom. And sometimes we can be 20 and other times we can be 100, and it's always the same action from the teacher's part. So that's actually really cool, and I'm enjoying that as well. And I think here, comparing to Portugal, for me it's more difficult because I have my classes in English and everything.
Yeah, same.
But I like it. I like that they push for me. So
yeah, sometimes it's hard to find those definitions in English. You don't understand the first word, you don't understand the words in the definition.
Yeah.
And then it can be hard, but I actually think my faculty also prepared me well for it, because I had I think during the 2 years I had 8 courses in English.
So really?
It helped me a lot.
I didn't know about that. You had lessons in English in Czech Republic during your university.
Yeah, because my studies are focused on Britain and American international relations.
Oh, that's cool. I actually never read.
But these lectures were more about the culture and society. But the thing what Erasmus taught me so far, it's like the communication in English, which I think it improved a lot. And also understanding the written English. But I think using of my grammar got worse.
Really?
Because I'm not talking to native speakers.
Yeah.
And everyone's trying to conversate and don't care about
grammar. Yeah, that's true.
It's my case also. And I think
Yeah, when I'm using my grammar, I feel like I'm just going backwards again, and I feel so bad about it. Except when we talk with Richard, because he's from the UK, we feel like we are learning every time. So yeah, that's pretty cool. But yeah, so we were speaking about your academic life, and I wanted to ask you something else, but let me check. I think I referenced it, but yeah, about your lifestyle here. Is it much changed? I mean, you have more responsibilities, I would say, here.
Yeah, I would say so. That's like, I'm out of my friends and I communicate with them only on internet, and it kind of makes me think more about my own lifestyle and stuff, and I cook more. Not really good meals, but yeah, I'm learning a lot of stuff so far. And
you go to Metalkova?
Yeah. I love Metalkova. I think it's the coolest place in Ljubljana by far.
Yeah.
With rock also, but I've never been so far to rock in at night, which it bothers me a lot. Because I think rock is like more underground and sweet.
But like, I'm always saying the same to you, but for the listeners, we are always together and doing stuff. So it's normal because I enjoy Metalkova and stuff. I'm not just saying to please you. For the people that are listening, we actually do this stuff together. So we're always in Metalkova or something. So
that's where we met.
Yeah, actually.
It was our first time there, or mine.
My first time. It was my second, but it was like the first time I was hanging out and stuff.
Yeah.
My first time I just passed by.
Yeah, same. Fuck.
But yeah, I found you I found you with Simon. Right, and we just start to speak with each other. Where are you from and something?
Yeah.
And then squad
drinking a lot.
A little and bit,
enjoying
yeah.
The clubs.
Yeah, we did, but yeah, the squad just was formed there in Metalkova. No, it's a kind of bro. It's the squad just formed there in Metalkova.
Yeah, right.
Props and respect to Metalkova. They say it's Metalkova.
It's Metalkova, yeah. Yeah, it's the same as you can say in Czech. But I'm really? used to speak about it with foreigners, so...
Oh, okay. So it turns out to be different.
I think Metalkova is my highlight from leisure time in Slovenia.
I would say the same. It's where you... In Metalkova, it's like it's the underground place here, where you just find everybody that wants to have a good time, and you just meet so many people in Metalkova.
Yeah.
More than
weird people.
Yeah,
interesting.
No, we're then interesting and cool people. Every kind of people is partying at Metalkova, mostly at Friday nights. That's when we go.
Fridays are the best there, but when it turns cold, it's getting worse because you can stay outside. And that's what I enjoyed the most there. Staying outside on the boat.
Yeah, the boat is a legendary spot.
Yeah.
But yeah, now actually it's snowing here, which is really hard for us make us go out night and stuff.
And as we live kind of far from there, it's not that good.
True. But yeah, and what else did I want to talk with you about? Oh yeah, our trips and stuff. You went to Vienna and Budapest, right?
Yes, I did. It was like one trip. First, I went to Budapest and then to Vienna, just on my own, not with Erasmus. I don't know how to say it.
The YOLO trips.
Yeah, they didn't organize it.
The YOLO trips. It's some trips that the Erasmus guys here organize.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ian went by himself with a Chinese girl.
Yeah, with Chinese girl, my friend, I met. Also during the first week here, and it was kind of interesting for me, more even like, and to understand a person from absolutely different country and from with a different culture, and we taught each other a lot, I would say. I was kind of more exploring how Chinese are perceiving Europe than the cities, because for me as Czech citizen, Vienna is not that different. It feels more posh, and I enjoyed a lot coffee and
you enjoyed the posh life there.
And yes, I did.
You were up to the posh life. And what about Budapest?
Budapest. Yeah, I think it's much more cool city than Vienna, because it's not that clean and stuff, but
it's natural. I think
it's natural and more interesting. Yeah, it's there are the signs of post-socialism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
About the communism. You're spreading the communist word.
Yeah.
But
we're the Visegrad 4.
Yeah, I can reference that I was close by, because Austria, there are four countries at frontier with Slovenia, Italy, Austria, Hungary, and Ian has been in those two, Austria and Hungary, and I've been in the other two that frontier. It was Italy and Croatia. And I really enjoyed. I spoke about it in the Portuguese episode. Venezia was, it's that thing. It's Venezia, so it has to be cool, mandatory, you know. And Zagreb was actually pretty cool as well, but most for the museum. And I will have to reference this again, as I did in the Portuguese episode. It's called the Museum of Broken Relationships. And guys, if you are listening and you are planning to go to Zagreb and you didn't heard about this or something, just go. It's pretty cool.
Ah, thanks.
It's pretty cool. And it's... what else do you have in mind that you would like to say about...
You were speaking about museum, and I was in two museums in Ljubljana so far. And I enjoyed both of them, actually. I've been to a museum of modern art here, mm-hmm. which is not that big, but... it's pretty nice, and I was there on the first Sunday in month, and you don't have to pay entrance. That's super sweet for students, of course. And this week I was in Museum of...
As a Portuguese, I would respect that, because we will do, in Portugal, we would like museums, we'll go out on Sundays if it's for free.
Yep.
Everyone will be there at that day. The day is for free.
And I think Slovenia is full of creative people, as you can see also around Metelkova and stuff, a lot of street art, which I enjoy.
And here, like the streets, it's a capital. I really like that this is a capital and the streets are so clean.
Yeah, they are.
Everything clean. Is so close. People are so chilled out. This doesn't seem like a capital because it's so calm and so quiet. Like, right. You don't see, you can be on the streets at 5 a.m., 6 a.m. and nobody bothers you. It's really cool. People are really, really nice to you. And that's what I feel here. And the streets are super, super clean. And even noticed this in the center. I felt like in the morning, some cars pass by the center. Mm-hmm. But if you feel like, if you notice during the night, almost no cars pass during the center.
And that's true.
Starting in the afternoon. Yeah. It's just people and buses, but there are more people in the middle of the road than buses. Like, the buses kind of have to stop for people to pass and stuff. It's really cool. It's not like a center where it's such a rush. It's really controlled by the people, and I really like that. And the three bridges. Yeah, I actually find the center of Ljubljana really.
Yeah, and really what pretty. Also impressed me a lot, that you can easily communicate in English there. Like, when you're in Italy, nobody wants to speak with you in English, because nobody does know English.
Yeah.
And here, like, also old people and, like, everyone you ask, he or she at least tries
to speak
in English. Yeah. And yeah, they know the basics.
Yeah, mostly. Now that we're speaking about, that's actually true. Like, the Slovenian is such a, I don't know if it's because of that, but the Slovenian is such a complicated language.
Yeah.
And then they they just start to speak with you in English, and everyone knows, even in the grocery stores, everyone knows English. It's really cool. I was not expecting that so many people would speak English here. Everyone speaks English, since the little kids to the old lady crossing the road. Everyone speaks
English. Especially the young people. Right? Yeah, yeah. And also, like, young from kids, as you said, to, I don't know, 30-year-olds.
Yeah, mostly. But even like old people, like I was saying, the lady crossing the roads. There was this day, so a while ago, that I left something on the... something fell to the floor, and I was riding my bike. And this, like, this kind of old man just approaches me and starts... Mm-hmm. And I was not expecting that at all. And he just starts to speak with me in English and helping me out to grab the stuff that I had on the floor. And I was like, oh, really impressive. He speaks English so well. So he speaks such a proper English. And that was really impressive to me. Because in Portugal, I don't think... our English, and in my generation, mm-hmm. is so good as the Slovenians. And mostly the older people, like if you go to a grocery store, I would say these small grocery stores that we go, I would say that they don't speak as good English as we do in Portugal.
I would say the same about Czech Republic. Like, also the level of English of students is, I think, really, really good in here. Mm-hmm. I think most of the Slovenian students speak better Slovenian too, but English better than me. And that's also the case with the education, because as you can see, the students, at least at our faculty, they are having a lot of important, like really important courses in English, which is super nice,
I think. Yeah, that is great. Yeah, I found our university, and mostly like our faculty, really good.
Yeah, and
I'm really happy about it, because that's the thing, they just like push for us. And I like it in Portugal. Props to my university, UBI, it's called UBI in Portugal.
Nice.
Props to them, props to my guys. I really like there, and I feel like I have really good teachers as well, and I said that last scene, but yeah, here is just another level. It's really, really intense.
Yeah, they're moving the right way.
Yeah, they are. And like their lifestyle here is good. They're doing well. They're living well, the Slovenians. Yeah, you can see that they're living well. And what about you in Czech Republic? Like, what do you like to do in Czech Republic that you don't do here? Or if you remember something that
I think in Czech Republic, I drink more beer.
I can imagine.
That there is like better the pub culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like just going with friends, you don't have to get drunk or stuff. You just sitting and drinking draft beer, which is not that common in here. And also, as I'm speaking about beer, that kind of surprised me that there are no like glass bottles in shops. Mm. With beers, which is pretty common in Czech Republic. Yeah. I don't know about Portugal.
If they serve you with the glass?
Like, I mean, in supermarkets, and like they, because in Czech,
most together of with people the glass. Like
buying in glass bottles.
Yeah. We do like have there some, I would say, some special editions, mm-hmm. but it's not that common to come with a glass on the side, you know. It's just like kind of a special edition. But Czech Republic is another world for beer.
Yeah, I would say
Yeah, if you guys go to Portugal, and when you go to Portugal, I've told you about this, you have to drink Superbock. It's the best Portuguese beer. It's the best one.
Superbock.
I would guess it's not so good as the Czech beers, but it's still good. I think you will enjoy
it. Let's find out someday.
I guess the things will just come up on the next episodes. What's
super nice about Erasmus overall. Yeah. You meet a lot of people from different countries. And you can see the differences but it's hard when you try to remember the names.
It is complicated.
Especially the Turkish ones.
And for the other guys, I'll say the Portuguese one, because it's difficult to remember Portuguese names, like Bernardo Soares.
It's easy.
You think it's easy?
But
really?
I watch football.
Okay, yeah, okay. You watch Bernardo Silva and you make the
Bernardo relation. Silva and Cedric Soares.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good point, man. Well, point out, man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, like, for the Slovenian students, they don't care much about football. They're more into handball and basketball and that
because
stuff.
Because they're bad in soccer.
But yeah, they are. They only have Oblak. And right. Yeah, it's really, I feel like it's really hard for them to say my name and stuff. But yeah. You're like, we were speaking about like the people that we meet and and stuff. You feel like in Pelsen there are a lot of Erasmus students?
Not so many by far. Oh, at least I don't meet them that much.
Yeah. It's because here it's crazy. I would say this is the place in the world with and I know it's not right, but for me it feels like this is the place in the world that has more Erasmus and exchange students.
I think it's also because like it's not that big city. It's like about something between 200 and 300 of thousand
inhabitants. Yeah.
So it feels like there's actually a more bigger percentage of foreign students than in that it can be in Lisbon or Porto, or whatever.
Yeah, and here because there are a lot of foreigners as well. And together with Erasmus people, a lot of foreigners, it's just a mix of people from anywhere in the world.
Yep.
Since people from Taiwan that I met at our faculty, to people in Bolivia.
A lot of Asians, actually.
Yeah, lots of people from Japan, Korea, China.
Yeah,
Taiwan. I think everyone from Taiwan is here. But yeah.
Never met here someone who's from Taiwan.
You never met?
No.
Really?
No, I didn't. Maybe I'm...
Yeah, what's happening, man?
No, they just... Bad curses.
They go probably. They go to class and then they go back home. No, I don't know, but I've met like few people from... More than I expected, of course. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I hope you enjoyed.
Yeah.
This was a tough episode to record because it is 5 a.m. somewhere. And I just launched the podcast name in the middle. So it's never easy to record at 5 a.m. somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think this will be the first one because we are going with the first one in English because it's the second one in general. We are going with 30 minutes and that's pretty good. And yeah, guys, send your feedback. I'm happy that I recorded with you, man, because we spend most of the time together. So thank you for being part of this.
I thank you. It was nice experience.
Yeah, and I will save this. Save this when you come back to Czech Republic and stuff. And
I will play it if you will send it.
Yeah, of course. And this will be on Spotify, SoundCloud. It's just starting. And then, yeah, that's about it. I don't know what else to say. Listen to this. Guys, I don't know if I will make another episode with Ian. Probably yes, because he speaks about so many stuff that are not recorded here. We really cut it short, but we speak about so many stuff. It's crazy.
It's quite an artificial
dialogue. Yeah, exactly. Because we here are more set up to speaking English and to... point out what people like are more expecting of us to do and to talk about some general issues. But if we will go more into something, we will be like here for 1 hour or 1.5 hours. It's crazy. Yeah, and we cannot say much because, comply with the rules of the online world and we don't want to screw ourselves up.
Of course not.
But yeah, guys, take care. Listen to the episode in Portuguese, even if you don't understand, just to give views and to give me views on Spotify and SoundCloud. There is no Spotify. I found it on Slovenia.
Really? So, that's why on Instagram stories, there's no music from
exactly. Yeah,
I was thinking like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, man, that's what was happening to me today when I downloaded
like some viruses in my phone because I'm like from technology I'm super retarded.
Yeah, but they don't have Spotify here.
Oh my god.
I had to download a VPN to put my address in United States here, as you can see. so I could download the episode in Portuguese for the Spotify, man. It's crazy. But yeah, I hope you guys, you're probably listening to this on SoundCloud if you're listening in English, or I'll put it on Spotify as well. But yeah, just share it or not. I don't mind. I don't care, because I just want to save this for myself when I'm 30 years old and stuff, and to remember Erasmus. So yeah, guys, if you want to show up in the next episodes as well, text me. You have my Instagram. Possibly, if you're listening to this, it's because I made you. I forced you to listen to this, and you have my Instagram. So yeah, just if you want to be part of this, just text me, and I will make you some questions and speak a little bit about myself in Portugal as well, because that's what I try to avoid. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually didn't know about this stuff.
What?
That the Spotify? From your Instagram can hear it.
Oh, yeah, no, it's because I'm spreading the word there.
Yeah, why not? Yeah,
you know, I have to spread the word. If I don't spread it, nobody will, so. Yeah, guys, spread the word. Fix, what does your mom tells you when she says goodbye to you? Like,
oh.
Like, just goodbye? Does she say something special?
Oh, find your accommodation. Because you can't stay on the street.
Okay, can you say it in Czech and we'll say goodbye with that?
S Bohem synu. I think it's like more mysterious this way.
Yeah, do you want to translate our alphabet or not?
Oh, I can translate. It means like a goodbye son, but the literal translation is like be with God son.
Yeah, be with God listeners. Take care.
Yeah.